Vince, I walk in the store and I literally see all these aquariums all over. If you would describe what's inside Marine Extremes.
Yes, Marine Extremes, we carry a large assortment of saltwater fish and just about any coral that you can put your hands on.
Where do all the fish come from?
Anywhere around the world, from Vietnam to Fiji Islands, from Australia to the Red Sea, just about everywhere. Africa, you name it, we can get it.
Why did you decide to start this business?
I love seeing the different fish and collecting the coral. I just really have a thing for all your different corals that are out there, and love just educating the public about this hobby.
What is the difference between freshwater and saltwater fish aquariums?
Freshwater you can find in most of your local ponds and streams or different places like that. Anything in your saltwater is going to come from an ocean.
Do you find that people have a preference or?
Saltwater is a little more expensive, so usually people start out on the freshwater side. And if they stay in the hobby, then eventually they usually come over to the saltwater side.
You know, I'm fascinated by what it takes to actually own a saltwater aquarium because there's a lot that's involved.
Yes, there's a lot of equipment involved. Usually we tell customers if you start out with the right equipment from the start, it's a lot easier to keep your fish and your corals alive.
Well, let's take a little tour. Take me around here because I want you to show me some of these fish. It's just incredible. Like this fish right here. That one. I mean, it's almost like a porcupine or something. What kind of fish is that?
That's called a tassel fowl fish. He's a real unique fish. And as you can see, he's not one that you see every day. They call him tassel fowl fish because he's got a lot of tassels actually hanging off his skin. Only problem is a real docile fish. And usually if you put him in a tank with a lot more aggressive fish, usually they eat the tassels off of him.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. What is that? It sort of looks like an eel.
That's a testalotta eel. His name is Big Mike. He's our actually store mascot.
It looks sort of like, what would you say?
Almost leopard pattern.
I've never seen a fish like, where did he come from?
They actually come from Africa, and a lot of people come in just to see him.
Oh, what are these? These look like little spiders.
Oh, they're actually called cleaner shrimp. Cleaner shrimp are actually real helpful in the saltwater world. They will clean the parasites off of fish that are sick. And this is actually a arrow crab. It definitely looks like a spider.
When people come in, do you direct them to a certain kind of fish to purchase?
Well, it really just depends on what type of tank they have. If they have a reef tank, then we direct them more to reef-safe fish. If they have an aggressive tank, then we just go straight fish only.
Aggressive tank, what does that mean?
It'd be like your triggers, your bigger angels, your wrasses, stuff like that. Usually the aggressive tank is just like fish only. Your reef tank is going to maintain all your different corals, and a lot of your smaller fish are more reef friendly. The bigger fish like to eat on the coral, so you don't want to put a coral eater in your tank.
Well, now, speaking of a variety of fish, I must tell you, Vince, that I went out and in the lobby of the Stinson Morrison Hecker building, there is an absolutely beautiful aquarium that I know that you're responsible for. It's gorgeous.
Yes, it's been there for a while now.
How did you get the contract to build that massive aquarium? What is it? How many feet?
It's 23 feet long, 12 feet tall, and 6 feet deep.
Huge. How'd that come about?
Actually, they was building that building, and they was looking for somebody to maintain and set up the aquarium, and just word of mouth we end up getting a contract because we had been previously doing maintenance around Wichita and outside of Wichita for a while now.
Is that the largest aquarium that you've personally designed?
Yes, it's actually the largest privately owned aquarium in the Midwest.
I've even heard that people take school buses out there. A lot of people want to see it.
Yeah, we got kids come in and in groups all year round.
Now, I must tell you, Vince, when I was out there, it looked like a fish knew me or something. He came right up. I was taking photos, and it was like he was posing. Do fish have personalities?
Fish do have personality. Once they get to know you, they will respond to you when they see you.
Why do you think people like fish so much?
I really think it's the whole thing about being up underwater, and they can take the underwater scenery and into their homes.
And what do you think about in terms of it being sort of peaceful and tranquil?
It's actually been scientifically proven that it actually will lower your blood pressure if you own an aquarium.
So, Vince, you've been in this business for, what, 20 years? I know you've got to have the stories over the years of what it's like to actually care for these fish and maintain them.
Yeah, actually, in the waterfront aquarium, we actually dive that tank once a week and clean it. And every time we do dive that tank, you have to watch out for the fish because the fish are real curious about the headgear that you wear on your head, and they will come nibble on the wire. So you really got to be careful diving that aquarium.
That's right, because you have your scuba dive equipment on when you go in there.
Yes, we do, and it usually takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours to actually clean that aquarium up underwater.
Now, I've heard a rumor that there may be an aquarium that will be a destination point for Wichita sometime in the future.
Yes, they actually have been having it on the news a couple of times, and they're still in the development stages, and hopefully it'll go in the next 4 or 5 years.
That's Vince Mott. He is the owner of Marine Extremes at 21st and Woodline. Thank you so much for the interview today.
Thank you for coming out.